So welcome to the e-com growth show, where we cut through the chaos of e-com growth and show you how to build a business that scales and supports the life that you actually want. I'm your host, Brittany, former boutique owner turned growth strategist for e-com owners like yourself. And today I'm joined by co-founders of Shopanova and Bloom, Robbie Switzer and Danny Stafford. We created this podcast to pull back the curtain on what's really working to grow Shopify brands to consistent 100K plus months without burnout or guesswork. Whether you're getting traction or scaling fast, this show is designed to help you simplify, focus, and grow with purpose.
All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Ecom Growth Show. Today, I'm excited. I'm not only excited about the day, but I'm excited about what just happened for all of us. We were all just gone for at least a week. Some of us were in cooler places than others. Brittany was in Europe. She has a whole new vibe now. But me and Robbie were in Hawaii. So we thought, what an opportune time to come in and just talk about the importance of taking time off. So, Rob, as you're sitting there on the beach, dude, I'm putting you on the spot. What's one kind of reflection or thing you thought about where you're like, oh, this feels good, or an experience? Give me a moment or experience where like, man, this is dude, nice.
Well, I think first and foremost, like, enjoy it. It doesn't have to all be about work. And like so many people, they create these businesses to help create freedom in their life so they can take a vacation. So when you go on that vacation, like, you don't always have to think about work. Like, just go enjoy it, enjoy your family. So that was super fun. Dude, just sitting on the beach at sunset, drinking some margaritas, snorkeling all day, hanging out with the kids, crispy skin, sand between your toes. Like, dude, I have the Hawaii bug. I love it. I can't wait to get back there. But inevitably, after some decompression happens after fun times, which again, if that's all it was, like, that's awesome. It's awesome your business afforded you the ability to go and not think about work, to go and have fun with your family, to be present with your family. And that really was the whole goal of the trip, just to go hang out and have fun. But I think inevitably when you do that, there is something special that happens where you do kind of think about business and you're able to step into a reflection or a visionary state about the business where it's like, I'm thinking about the business, but I'm not involved with all the constraints or all the worries or all the day-to-day things inside of the business that would typically serve as like a filter for my thoughts. So going on vacation provides you with a very unique perspective into your business where you can look at it from like a 30,000 foot view, free of all the reasons why certain things can and can't work. You know, you're just like out there, you're kind of playing. It feels more like play than it does like work, where it's like, man, you kind of get to dream a little bit more. Like, maybe my business could do this, and you don't have to immediately be flooded with all the implications of like, how hard would this actually be to pull off? How much money would it require? Would my team be mad if we're going in a different direction? Like all these different things. It's like, no, you just kind of get to play with it. So for me, that was really nice. Like, number one, it's awesome just to see that a business can provide freedom and resources to go do things like that. But number two, it's really nice to be able to just view the business outside of the day-to-day worries of running the business.
Yeah. And I will say, typically that happens, what, day 6, 7?
Oh, gosh. Dang it, Daniel.
Had to do it. I had to do it. We're going to go viral now, Caleb. Brittany. Oh,
she doesn't even know, dude.
Oh, the meme. Golly. She was in Europe, though, so we'll give her a break. Brittany, did you have any similar feelings? Did you just try to fully disconnect? Is it hard for you to not think about work? Like, what's that look like for you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So to me, there's multiple parts to it, including my nervous system. So like, for me, I was going to actually ask you guys, how many days did it take for you to shut down? It took 5 days for me to like not be in this like constant upper, I don't know, energy, I guess I could say. Because when I started the trip, it was in Rome. And I was focused on productivity versus presence.
Hmm. Ooh, naughty, naughty.
What are you being productive about in Rome?
That's a great question. So I tend to want to, like, I don't know. I had some big life revelations, to be honest, in Europe. So, like, I tend to want to control a little bit more. And how I do that is through research. So, like,
oh, dude, not research. That.
And now, ridiculous, because you're like, what could you possibly be needing to research in Rome? Well, obviously, the best aperitivo in Rome, which is their version of happy hour with a drink and a free appetizer, by the way. Really great. 10 out of 10 recommend. I think everybody should have it. But it was like researching, like, we're in Rome. Like, we have to be productive. We have to be seeing things. We have to be doing stuff. Versus the actual point is just being.
Mm-hmm.
Something I shared with the team earlier today was that, now, hindsight, should have I done this without coffee and on an empty stomach? Probably not. That's probably one thing that had to be solved. But it was my husband. It was his day. I was like, can you just, like, lead the day? Like, I don't want to think about anything. That did not. I love him. We had to work some stuff out. But we tried to get breakfast using public transportation. And this was before I had coffee or anything to eat for breakfast, which is not good because I am a wake up, have coffee immediately before I even get ready kind of gal.
Amen, sister.
So we hop on the public transportation. We thought it was going to be like all the other cities. They have this really easy tap and go. We hop on, doesn't have that anywhere. He's like, but I could have swore it would have. It didn't. So now we're trapped on this bus. I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. But so we're trapped on this bus, and you can get a really hefty fine if you don't have a ticket. So now we have to figure out how to get off the bus or whatever. Because we took said bus, we are now 30 minutes away from the destination via walking, which, if you are hungry and you haven't had a coffee, is not good for you, right? So long story short, we got coffee. I ate. It felt better. The day worked out. We just walked back to where we needed to, whatever. And then at breakfast, we landed into girls who told us about how to work public transportation in the new city. But then the next day I said, okay, we're going to do this different. The actual goal is going to be just to figure out how to use public transportation. Where we end up does not matter as much. The goal isn't the end destination. It's the actual journey on how to get there. Do you know how much happier I was when that was the goal? The goal was just the journey part. It wasn't the end destination. Like, it was exciting. And it's like, well, if we take a wrong train, it doesn't really matter. We'll just take another train back. And we'll just, because the point was figuring it out. It wasn't getting to that space at a certain time that I had in my head, right? And I was like, man, like, that's so, I just feel like it hits so different for, like, our lives. And how many times I'm just focused on the next thing versus enjoying getting there. And so that was a pretty big revelation. I was like, this is what life is actually about. It's not, because every time you get to the end destination, I feel like it's kind of disappointing, possibly, or you feel that luster. And the whole time getting there, you're always eager for the next thing. So that was one thing. And then another thing I learned was how to also be more present and in the moment. So, like, in Europe, in Rome, or all of Italy, there's no server that gives you your check. You have to ask for it. So, like, because the point of the whole thing is enjoying the meal. It's not eating to just eat. It's not a check on a box. It's actually about the enjoyment of the thing. And, like, when you looked around, like, no one was on their cell phones. Like, it'd be a group of friends and they all weren't independently on their phones. They were actually, like, talking with one another. So, I don't know. Cool. That was a pretty big aha for me to, like, how many times do, like, I eat dinner while I'm watching TV or I'm eating dinner, like, and doing something else, or when I go for walks, a lot of times I'll listen to a podcast, so I'm being more productive versus just enjoying
walking.
That's so good. And it relates, hate to do this, but it does. It relates to business so well, because oftentimes we have this destination in mind. I mean, you're right. When we get there, it's like, oh, I'm just here. And I didn't even enjoy like getting here and the journey and the process. Sometimes the destination looks far different than you think too. So it's so much more important to enjoy the lesson, enjoy the journey, be present through the ups and downs. Like, entrepreneurship is one of the biggest, fastest ways to personally develop yourself if you allow it to be, if you're present with the journey and the process. So I really relate to that. And I relate to the fact of like, I'm here, I better research like all the fun things to do while we're here and just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't relate to that at all. Daniel went to Thailand with his sisters and made a rule that they weren't allowed to research. And so they ended up like in all the worst places.
That's when I was 22. And yeah, I was like, we flew there. I'm like, you can't look anything up. You can't bring a book. We're just going to show up in Bangkok and see where it takes us. And that was pretty awesome. My sisters still don't like that about me. But now I was of age a little bit. I tend to, you know, research a little too much because I, you know, there's a sense of control and safety.
Yeah. Well, the best day I had was the day we didn't plan. It was the day of just enjoying being.
Yeah.
And it was a really good day. And we accidentally, like, the day that the goal was just to figure out public transportation, we ended up just going to the Louvre before it shut down. And we got in. And before I was panicked about tickets, you have to buy 6 months in advance and all this stuff. We walked in within 20 minutes. Saw the Mona Lisa, snapped some cool photos.
Dude.
Easy.
Yeah, and if you would have researched it, and you would have been like, ah, we're not going to get in.
Yeah.
Work. We're not going.
Yeah. But like, it was able to like delight and surprise. And yeah. So
did you at least leave the house though? Because that's one thing I can't do on vacation is just sit at the house. All right. Cool. So you're not that present. Rob, can you relate to me in that? Or are you just naturally present?
No, I'm, I think it's different too when you're having, like when you have kids. Like Brittany gave the example of like being hangry. It's like, oh man, I'm on a train. I got to figure out coffee and breakfast. That gets like amplified by the amount of kids you have too. Yeah. So for me, there is a balance that needs to be struck of like, let's get the basic needs dialed. And then let's just go out and have fun. But it seems like it's always an attitude thing, which again, business is as well. Like you just have to choose to have a good attitude. You have to choose to be able to go with the flow while at the same time, like make sure the basic needs are met. Make sure you're on top of certain things. And it's kind of inside of that where you're able to find freedom. Because if you're just willy-nilly in your business or willy-nilly on your vacation, not to beat the analogy to death, like you're going to have some consequences there. But it's like through a certain amount of diligence that you're able to free up that freedom, which is kind of a, I don't know, it's like a truth in tension or like a contradiction almost, where it's like actually the most freedom you're going to have is when you have kind of your bumpers up and you understand some certain boundaries, you have certain things in place, you have a fair amount of structure, and you can kind of feel safe in that, and that's where you're able to explore and have fun and be present. That's my experience, at least.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's good. I had something very, very important on my mind, but Brittany knows this. I struggle with ADHD and it's gone. Yeah, but
let's relate it to our
client. Remembered it. Hey, wait, okay. I remembered it. See, I knew it came back. I think everyone should do this though, when they do go on vacation, is make that rule of, I am going to be intentional, if you can do this, about disconnecting from work. The first 4 days is going to be really hard and you're going to be thinking about it, wanting to check it. But then after that, you kind of feel this release of like, oh, it's been 4 days, everything's fine. And I can probably just relax a little bit and be more present. So at least make that a goal, because it's so easy to go somewhere and then just be crapped out on your phone, checked in the numbers every day and not actually getting a vacation.
Mm-hmm. One thing that was cool about us taking time away. So we took a little bit of time away, I don't know, early summer, Dan. And what's cool about that experience is you actually pressure test your systems and your staff. It's like, okay, we're going to step out. My phone is on. If you need me, something happens, like, give me a shout. By all means, we can problem solve, no, whatever. But we kind of went, I think last time it was longer, right? 2 or 3 weeks or something. And the whole time, Josh, our COO, is running the company, and he's kind of taking notes, like, around and just being aware of, like, the areas where he needed additional help. He maybe needed a system. Maybe he needed a certain person to call on. And so after that, after we returned from our vacation in the early summer, we kind of had a conversation around, okay, like, how was your experience? Where did you feel supported? Where do you not feel supported? What are needs for the future that we can kind of build towards? And one of the things that he mentioned is, like, leads, our lead flow kind of tanked, and we didn't really have anybody on first base who could answer to that need. Like, they would give, there was somebody there, but they weren't doing a very good job. And so we made it a goal, like, hey, let's make sure Josh has somebody who's accountable and can problem solve if marketing tanks while we're out. And what was really cool about this time when we went on vacation is that person was in place and nothing happened. Like, Josh felt fully supported, lead flow stayed up, and it was really cool. So time away from the business is kind of a wise thing to do, just to be able to pressure test that business and see how dependent is it on you as the owner, and what areas are going to be, have the most urgent need when you do step out. And that's like, okay, I'm going to work on that for the next 3 to 6 months, and then I'm going to pressure test it again. So that's been a cool experience for us as well.
Brittany, any thoughts on that? This time around was harder because it was like, us three were gone. Brittany, like, you play a heat.
We all left Josh.
We all left Josh, but also our executive assistant left Josh, yeah, which is a huge support for him.
Josh is the real MVP, for sure.
Yeah, find a Josh is the moral there.
Find a Josh. I just feel like so many times in my life, I haven't taken an opportunity or created the opportunity to, like, travel or, like, do something that I really want because I feel like I can't, or, like, it's not the right time yet, and, like, just all these kind of things. But just encouraging those who are listening to, like, take the time, and you might actually feel not ready yet, but it's, like, just kind of permission to, like, take the time off or book the vacation and, like, do those things, and not letting your business or, like, the fear of everything restrict you from doing those types of things. Because, like, another thing that was really eye-opening to me is, like, my husband and I on the flight to Rome, we were the youngest people on that flight. And, like, you look around at, like, the tours and stuff, like, people were in their 60s and 70s, and your health is not the best at that point. You know what I mean? Like,
won't see the birds as good.
What?
You can't see the birds as good. You can't hear the waves lapping as good. You know, just.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. 30,000 steps a day. But yeah, it just was kind of like a good perspective shift. And, like, just, I had a lot of gratitude that we're able to do this. But also, like, there's been multiple points in my life that I felt very similar ways, and I took the trip anyway, or, like, I took the time off anyway because I knew I needed it. And I just want to encourage those, like, even if you feel like you necessarily can't, like, you can take a day off of your business. Like, it's going to be okay. You can take a long weekend, like, you can smaller, but just encouraging people to take that time off to just reinvest in yourself. And then one thing, like, this particular European trip was not restful for me per se, but it was a really good mental and emotional reset.
Mm-hmm.
Is when we're able to, like, take ourselves out of our typical stressors and our environments it really helps put a different perspective on things, which I think just creates a lot of value for you as a human being, first and foremost, but then as a business owner.
Yeah. And we can sit here and describe what that mind space is like, but until you actually do it for yourself, you're not going to fully know, because you can't force that inspiration or what that creativity can do for you. It's weird until you actually, you know, just do it and allow yourself to go through that process.
It's funny too, like a lot of times taking that long weekend, normally the reason you wouldn't has less to do about what the business needs and more about like you have a personal emotional block in the way where it's like, I feel like I need to be at work 5 days a week, 9 to 5, because I'm proving to myself that this business is going to work and that I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it off the ground. And it's like, realistically, if you take off 4 hours early on Friday, like, will that impact the trajectory of your business? Or are you just kind of like hitting your head against the wall anyways and not being productive? So a lot of times the growth, the personal growth that happens that will inevitably benefit your business kind of happens from like addressing those personal things that come up when it's like, well, why can't I give myself permission to take this Friday off or to take a week-long vacation? And it's like being able to overcome that will actually turn you into a more effective business owner in a way. It's kind of funny. And I will say this, like there's been times where I've done more like a workcation where it's like, I don't feel like I can be away right now, but I can go take my family down to Florida and get some sun. And I'm going to tell my team like, hey, I'm on for 4 hours between this time and this time, like, let me know if you need anything. Otherwise, I'm going to be out having fun with the family. And that's cool too. Like, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Dude, I don't have any much more to say on that topic, if I'm sitting here being honest. Any closing thoughts, or do you guys feel like people got the message of, all right, I'll take a little time off, I'll try to get in that space?
Yeah. I really just feel like, okay, like, I think it's just more like European culture, because if you haven't been, just like sharing some light, like the culture is so radically different than American culture. Like the point of everything is your life, not work. Like a lot of people, I feel like in the United States, it's like, I'm going to work to be able to live, but it's like, it's their life is the priority and work is more secondary.
That's cool.
Part of, I don't know, like something to self-reflect on is like, what are you doing? Like, what is the point of this? And I feel like sometimes you don't really sit back and think like, you know, what's the point? Like, I remember when I was a boutique owner, I had my clothing in a room and I was in that room a majority of the day and I didn't have a lot of human interaction and I'm an extrovert. And I'm like, I just was like, I have all this freedom, I have all this time, and I'm confining myself to a room. And at one point, I was like, what is the point of this? I'm making all this money, I'm doing all this work, and I'm working in a room by myself, and I'm sad, if I'm being honest. And like, just kind of being like, well, what's the point? What's the point for you? What's your why? What's the motivation behind it for you as an individual? Just self-reflecting on that, I think, is good. And then the second thing is, I'm so passionate about this, but living according to your personal values is how you're going to find the absolute most happiness and joy and satisfaction in your own individual life. And like, one of my core values is adventure. And if I'm not having some form of adventure, and it can be small, like going to a new restaurant is a form of adventure for me, but like, or mini golf, I don't know. But like, if you're not doing the things that really give you a sense of purpose and like that you're aligning with your values, you're going to feel depressed and you're going to feel sad and you're going to feel like a lack of drive and purpose. So it kind of feels counterintuitive to sometimes take time off or to do things that you enjoy that don't make financial sense at the time. But when you're a business owner, the more you feed into yourself, the more you actually do feed into your revenue and your company.
That's right.
Just focus on your life. And that has a lot of positive rewards and how it goes back into your business. It's more of an ecosystem. It's not very linear, but it all feeds in together.
You know what? I like that so much, guys, that I'm going to end on that. That was beautiful. Well said, Brittany. And it gives them a little homework on self-reflection and what's important. But you're right. Here in the U.S., you ask someone what they do, what do they tell you immediately? What their job is, right?
So yeah, even when it comes to like those with families, it's like, who are you? Well, I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm a wife. And it's all of our titles versus, I don't know, it's the essence of who we are as people versus what we do.
Yeah, that's good. Cool, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Love this discussion. Love taking time off and what it does for us personally as well as the business. We will see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ecom Growth Show, where clarity replaces chaos and strategy fuels freedom. If today's episode sparked any idea or gave you a clear next step, we'd love for you to subscribe, share it with a fellow brand owner, and leave a review so more entrepreneurs can grow with intention, not overwhelm. For more resources and real talk on scaling your Shopify brand the smart way, follow us on Instagram @ShopNova. Until next time, keep growing with purpose.